All right, so moksha, it's a good, beautiful sugya. We'll just this week and next week, if I would give next week or whenever I give the next year, I just want to give hakdama. Moksha, you need a hakdama. You can learn moksha for a while, really, without understanding what the whole thing is about. So I want to talk about some basic things. We learned bishul. Bishul is a hard limud, but at least we know what bishul is. I know what it means to cook, and I know why the Torah asks us cooking. It's very pashut. But muksa is not like that. It's not so clear what's awesome with the muksa. Sometimes muksa, what am I not allowed to do with it? And why is there an isser? Why is it asr? Why are the chachamim, or maybe the Torah, what is muksa? It doesn't seem to be a malacha. So why is it asr? So the Gemara Psachim Zayin. The Gemara says that from Rabbah, that Rabbah said Muxus Deraisa. The Isser of Muxus is an Isser Deraisa. And Rabbah says if someone uses Muxa on Shabbos, he gets Malkus. Rabbah's talking about using wood to make a fire and to cook with wood of Muxa. So Rabbah says you'll get, it's on Yom Tov or Shabbos, but either way, you'll get Malkus for the Bishul. So he says you get that Malkus for Bishul, even on Yom Tov, because there's an Isser of being mishtamish with the wood of Muksa. You're allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov, but the wood has to be prepared. It has to be cut and gathered before Yom Tov. But if not, if you use wood of Muksa, you cut the wood, or the wood somehow falls off the tree, or you gather it on Yom Tov. Since the wood wasn't mochlin before Yom Tov, when you cook without wood, you're being over an isser of muksa, and Rabbah says you get malchus. And Rabbah says a makar, it's from the pasuk, it says ve'chinus asher yaviu. Pasuk says in B'shalach, when we're first introduced to Shabbos, introduced to Mitzvah Shabbos in B'shalach, it's given in the context of the man. That the man has to be brought in before Shabbos, and also has to be prepared before Shabbos. The pasuk says, "De'echinu es asher yaviu." Man, you have to bring it in and prepare it before Shabbos. So memeilo, says Rav, that's it in Deraisa. The things mean hachana. We mentioned the beginning of this man of the year. We mentioned that could be why Bishul and Muksa are both sitting here in the same parak in Kira, because Hachana, when Hashem says it's Tzivu to Moshe, He says Ve'chinu es Asher Yavinu. They have to do Hachana on the man. When Moshe says it's Yisrael, He says Asher Tofu Alfu Asher Tevashu Tevashlu. You should have to cook it before Shabbos. But the pasuk when Hashem says it is Ve'chinu, so Rava says Hachana gets Malkus on Shabbos. Amazing thing. Lama Tes Malachos that we know about and all creating something new. But then there's another Isser. There's an Isser, which is also a form of a Malacha, but perhaps more general, is giving Hachana to something that's not Mochan, assigning a Tachlis to something by using it, saying taking something from out of human usage that hasn't been designated for human usage and using it, that's Rabbah says in the Issa Deraisa. Now, do we hold like Rabbah? It sounds a little bit like something we certainly can't hold by. It's much too extreme. So, it's not entirely Pashit. In the Gemara, Abaye is Cholik and Rabbah, and he says to Rabbah, how can you possibly say something like that? You yourself told us, he quotes another member of Rabbah, you yourself told us that it's mutter to be makriv a carbon on Shabbos that's muksa. Shabbos or Yom Tov, you bring karbonos tzibur, or even shlamim, you can bring on Yom Tov, but you would think it has to, can't be muksa, right? The Torah's matter chil Shabbos for karbonos. It isn't chil Shabbos. You're allowed to shecht the carbon on Shabbos and bring it on the fire, do all those things. It's mutter on Shabbos. But muksa, you would think that has nothing to do with that karbonos. You don't need to use things from muksa. So Rava said, no, you're allowed to bring korbanos of muksa. So Abaya says, if muksa is asur min ha-taira, so you should not be allowed to bring a korban of muksa on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Abaya says, because it's halach and korbanos called memashke Yisrael, a halacha that Chazal learned from a pasuk in Yechezkel, that korbanos have to be min ha-mutter li Yisrael. You can't bring something to Hashem that is asur to eat. A lot of questions about what's included, what's not included in that. It's not so pashut. Right? We bring blood to Hashem, right? That's the chelik of Hashem. But generally, you're not allowed to give to Hashem something that's asur b'achila. So, says Abaya, if it's true that muksa is asur b'achila, and I tell you, it should be asur to be makrif and as a carbon. That's Abaya's kasha. This is a good kasha. Some Abaya asked, it's a good kasha. Chronon talk about, there's a lot of answers you could give to this kasha, you know, not for now. But Lamaisa and the Gemara, Rabba, we don't find Rabba responding. So Tosus and Erevin, Daflam and Ches, Tosus says that Rabba gave in. Rabba gave in to Abaya. And therefore halacha is like Abaya. Normally, the klal is halacha is like Rabba. Rabba is the Rebbe. By Rabba and Abaya, usually Abaya is a Talmud of Rava, so the halacha is like Rava. But Tosus assumes that we don't go like Rava. And if so, the whole Isser of Muksa is going to be Drabbanan. And however, there are Rishon who say that Taka Muksa is the Raisa. Most notably is probably Rashi. The beginning of Beitza, we also find Rava. The Gemara in the beginning of Beitza is talking about Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtiv. The Beitza born on Yom Tov, so it wasn't Mukhan from before Yom Tov. It was only born on Yom Tov, but it didn't have a Chana before Yom Tov. So Rabba says, well, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to eat it, and Rabba explains you can't eat it because it says Ve'achinu Seshei Yaviu. You can't eat things if they didn't have a Chana Yom Chol. So Rashi says there, this is Rabba L'shitaso with what he said in Pesachim Mem Zayin. So from the fact that Rashi says, he quotes the Gemara Pesachim. Seems like there was no back out on Rabba's position, and Rabba holds that Muksa is the Raisa. Right? Not all Rishonim take that. Some understand that Rabba. They have different things to say to have different understandings in the Gemara that say that Rabba really was Choser. But Lemaisa, Rashi assumes that Rabba is the halacha. There really is some iser of a shtamshus b'muksa min ha-taira. The big nafkamin is what will be in Sveikos. So there is a Baal Ha'iter who writes that any suffik in Hilchos Muksa you go l'chumra, he says, because muksa is the raisa. There's a Me'iri in his Chedushim on Beitza, it's on Daf Chaf Dalet. So he points to the Gemara there. The Gemara in Beis Adaf Chaf Dalet says, Safek Mukhon is Asr. The Gemara says, if a guy brings a present to a Yid, brings a present of vegetables to a Jew on Yom Tov, so there's a Safek, when were the vegetables picked? If they were picked on Erev Yom Tov, they're not Muksa. But if they were picked on Yom Tov, they're Muksa. So the Gemara says, Safek Mukhon Asr. Apparently meaning that a Safek in Muksa is Asr. So the Me'iri writes here, and he says, this is a raya that muksa is the raisa. Muksa is the raisa, so suffolk mukhan is asr. So that could be. There are Rishonim like that to say it's the raisa. The other Rishonim will say not that way. Other Rishonim give different hisbeirim in why suffolk mukhan is asr. Other Rishonim will say that muksa be'etzim is nesur drabbanon, and therefore a suffolk in Hilchos Muksa you go l'kula, but there's a special din by Safek Mukhan that for some reason Safek Mukhan would go l'chumra. Right? One of the reasons given has to do with Davar Sheish L'Matirim. We're not going to talk about it here, but there's different reasons perhaps why Safek Mukhan should be Asr, but there are Rishon who say that the Hezbir is because Isr Muksa is the Raisa. So that's very clear. The basic iser, at least it's stamshus. We haven't spoken about total yet. But using muksa, if he holds the rice, it's very clear the basic isoy had in. Now, what if it's drabbanan? Most Rishonim understand that Muksa is Mitzchilasa V'ad Sofo and Esed Rabbanan. So what's the nature of the din? So we find a number of Rishonim who, even though they say Muksa is Rabbanan, but they say we can still learn from Rabba, even if Rabba is not accepted, but the what Rabba is saying, Rabba knew all Chachos Muksa, and he understood it could all be come from the Pasuk of Ehechinu. So therefore, Rishonim say, there are a number of Rishonim who say, that Lamaisa, on a Drabbanon level, Rabba is true. To go so far as say, Lokan, it's Hasidaraisa, so that Abai was bothered by. But the basic conception of what Muksa is, so Mistama, that wasn't a Machlokas. And therefore, the Melchamos writes, in the beginning of Beitza, he says, even though Muksa is Drabbanon, but the Smachta for Isra Muksa is from Vehechinu. I mean, the concept of Isser Muksa is that things should be prepared before Shabbos. And Melchamos explains that the idea behind it is that Hashem wanted, the Torah wanted everything prepared before Shabbos. Right? Not only the things that are Asr B'Malacha, but Chlal, Hashem wanted that the Suda of Shabbos and things you should be prepared. Perhaps it will keep you far from doing Malachos. Perhaps it's just the idea of Shabbos, that Shabbos is for Oneg, you don't want to work. So in Meila, even though Deraisa, anything that's not a Malacha is Mutter, but Mezrabbanan, we don't want to do any sort of Hachana on Shabbos, and everything should be Mukham before Shabbos. And the Smachta, the Resomech, was the Hechinu. Right, Minchorl, he means that Minatayra Hechinu would just mean actual Malachos, special and Afia. But Mezrabbanan, the fact that Torah uses the word Hechinu, they say any sort of Hachana is Aser. It's right, so Imkain, it's the Rabbanon, but the conception is the same. Now it's interesting, will you go Lakula or Lachumra? So Pashas is to go Lakula if it's the Rabbanon. It's interesting, the Me'iri, even though in Pesachim, he seems to say, sorry, in Beitza, he seems to say it's the Raisa, in Pesachim and Zayin, he actually says it's the Rabbanan. He says it's the Rabbanan. He says, and it's a smachta. And he says, but since it's just a Rabbanan, even though there's a smachta, you go Lakula. He says, aye, so why did the Gemara say in Beitza that Safik Mukhan is Asr? So he gives you a Hesper. He gives some other Hesper why there's some Chumra there that we go by Safik Mukhan Lachumra. He says, but be'etzem sveikos in Alacha we go Lakula. I saw in the Tosus Yishanim, yeah?
I'm just not understanding. There are going to be a case of Muksa that's Safik, that's not Safik Mukhan.
Oh, yeah. There's two things you can talk, two types of sveikos you can have in Muksa. The Safik Mukhan, which means I don't know if this object had a Hachana before Yom Tov or not, before Shabbos or not.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know when this apple fell off the tree. So it's Safik Mukhan. Safik Mukhan, everyone agrees with Farish Gemara that we go Lechumra.
Yeah.
So everyone agrees to that. You'll either have to say because Muksa Teraisa, or you'll have to say some other reason. Maybe Davar Sheish L'Matira. But a Safik in Hilchos Muksa, right. So then it's not clear how we'll paskin. If it's Isidra Banan, we'll still go Lekula.
Right.
Right? For those who learned your idea, Davar Sheish L'Matira is machriya sveikos lechumra, but not legabe halacha. It's not machriya halacha lechumra. But that's still din. Drabbanon, safik drabbanon, question how to pass when we go lekula. So that's what he says, you go lekula. The Tosus Yishanim in Beitz Daf Gimel and Beis, he says, stam, that there's a din of safik mochon is lechumra, and he says, and even though it's drabbanon, since there's an asmachta, menatayra, vechinu, so therefore we go Lechumra. So Tosis Yishanim, even though holds it to Rabbanan, but he says that a smachta is enough to make us go Lechumra. That a Rabbanan with an smachta, it tells you something about a smachta, that the Rabbanan with an smachta will go Lechumra. I don't know if that's, you know, many don't want to agree with that, but that seems to be the concept. So the basic concept, the concept is something to do with that. We need Hachana. The Torah wants us to do all the Hachana before Shabbos. Oh, so Ad Kan, this is all true about a type of Muksa, which is the use of Muksa. at the use of muksa. This is all true about. This is really not the muksa that we've all heard about, right? Before learning muksa, likely you've never even heard that there's such a thing of muksa, of using muksa. Right? You learned it, even if you did the first Mishnah, and most of us maybe haven't done the first Mishnah on muksa because we're doing the Maamar Kamos. But if you did the first Mishnah, you already saw something about this. The first Mishnah on muksa, on Mem Beis, it says that oil that drips out of a candle on Shabbos, it's asr bahana, you're not allowed to be ene osim imen, you can't get enough from it, b'nei she'eno min amochan. So the Mishnah makes it very clear right away that don't think muksa is just what you've been taught as a kid. Right? It's not just about not carrying things. Right, it's something about not getting hana from things that aren't from a mochan, that aren't mochan. However, there's definitely a more well-known part of this or muksa, which is isr tilta. You're not allowed to carry muksa. Nothing to do about using it. If you don't use it, you're not giving it any tachlis. You pick up a rock, and for no reason, you're not even going to use it. You're not going to throw it at anyone. You're not going to look at it, admire it. You still want to pick up a rock on Shabbos. So there's no hachana going on. There's no isr of using it. But still, there's an isr of tiltum. So where does this isr come from? Why is there an isr of tiltum? So many achronim point out, and it's clear in Rishonim, but I don't know if it's clearly spoken out in Rishonim, definitely not so clearly, that it's really unconnected to the isr of ishtamshus. So we do see in Rishonim say that even Rishonim who say that muksa of hishtamshus is asur natayah, muksa de tiltel, everyone agrees with the Rabbanim. No one says that carrying something on Shabbos is an isur deraisa. That whole saw. The Emes is a big mucker for this. I just thought the big mucker is on Shabbos daf lamed. The Gemara says that when David HaMelech was nifter, Shlomo had to carry the body. So the Chachamim said to him, put a kikur on top of the body and carry an agav the kikur. There's a heter to carry it, right? He wasn't using the body, but there's isser of tiltel, but it was mutter by putting a kikur on top of the body. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kufman Beis, the Gemara says that kikur was a special heter with tzorach hameis. That for a mace, it's very difficult. Someone dies on Shabbos and he can't move the body because it's muksa. So Chazal gave a special dispensation. If you put a piece of bread on top of the mace, then you carry the dead body and you view it as if you're carrying the kikur. Right? Well, however, why ever that works. So that's what the Gemara says. But one thing clear from that Gemara, I thought, is that tiltel's nisr d'rabbanan. If it's nisr d'raisa, it's hard to imagine that putting a piece of bread on top of the muksa should make a heter to nisr d'raisa.
Why do I need the bread? Why do we should tell me otherwise?
Why don't we just matter it?
Yeah.
So lechora on a derabbanan level, this makes it more sort of like showing I'm doing tiltel, but it's really also tiltel. But with the kikur on top of it, it's like we're doing something to show that you really can't be mitaltel amaze. Something like that. The pasha's tiltel is derabbanan. But the straight makar you haven't shown him is one is in the shiltos. Shiltos writes in Parashas B'Shalach that since it says Bechinus Hasheyaviu, he says eating muksa, a beitzah shenolda b'yomtiv is aser to eat, and so to anything that doesn't have a challah before Shabbos is aser b'achila. So the Tziv points out that he's saying it's aser b'achila. He doesn't say it's aser b'tiltel. So Parashas says it's because he's saying it's Asr Minat Torah, and it's claimed it's from a Pasuk, but the Isr Minat Torah is Dafka for Achila. Pashas meaning all Ishtamshas. But he says Achila as opposed to Tiltel. Tiltel is just speed to Rabbanan. You also find in the Shittim Kubetis in the beginning of Beitza, he has a Hagah from Rashi. Apparently some Hosafa from Rashi that we don't have in the printed. And there, he quotes it that Rashi says that Muksu is Doraisa, but only achilas muksa is aser min atayra, but tiltel muksa is only drabanan. So we see there's such a split. There's actually split in him. The Nitziv points out that this is be'emes v'feirush in the Gemara. V'feirush in the Gemara that there's a special chumrah to muksa of achila more than muksa of tiltel. quotes is the Gemara in on Shabbos Kuf Chav Ches. The other Gemara is talking about a famous machlokas between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda concerning the scope of Isuri Muksa. So the Gemara says there that Rav held like Rav Yehuda l'chumra when it comes to Muksa l'achila, but l'gabe Muksa l'tiltol, Rav held like Rav Shimon l'kula. So different issues we're not going to talk about in Muksa, but Rav held l'chumra and Hilchos Muksa regarding Muksa l'achila, whereas regarding Muksa l'tiltol, Rav held l'kula. So we see there's some sort of split in these Yisurim. So the Mela, what's this Issa? What's the Issa of Tiltal? So Tiltal Muksa, Rashi and other Rishonim say a completely different Issa, completely different term for the Issa. Rashi says there's nothing to do with Hachana. Rashi in Beit Olam Zayin, he says the Issa of Tiltal is because of a Chashash of Hotzah. We're afraid if we start carrying things, even inside, they'll start to carry them outside. Very extreme sort of gzeira, right? Because l'chayra, everything should be aser, right? You can't carry outside, so you can't carry inside. So how are you going to have Shabbos? So Rashi says, so therefore, Chazal understood this, that we need onik Shabbos. So l'shem onik Shabbos, Chazal said, kalim, which are needed for Shabbos, things that are mukher for Shabbos, you're allowed to use in Shabbos, because they're prepared for Shabbos use, so we're allowed to carry them. But things that aren't prepared for Shabbos, so therefore, what do you need them in the first place? You didn't prepare anyway before Shabbos, so Mimela, anyway, they're muksa, so Mimela, you can't carry them. But it's a chashash of hotza. And Rashi points out, it seems to be a fairish Gemara. The Gemara says, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this, that there's a din that if you have peros are not muksa, but if you have peros that are, you have peros sitting on a rooftop. Okay, if it's too hot, someone could open the window. I don't know. I have to be very hot, but okay. No, you don't have to. It's too hot. So you're too hot. Okay. I don't want to. Okay, so, all right. So, okay, I don't want to be scared. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. So it says like this. You have fruit is not muksa, but if you have a lot of fruit that you left out on your rooftop and it's sitting there, you see it's going to rain. So Chazal says, Asr to bring those peros on Shabbos, it's Asr to bring those peros inside. I mean, you know, there's no Hotzah involved, it's not what we would call Muksa, but you're still not allowed to take all the fruits and bring them inside, because since it's a lot of fruit that was put there for storage, and therefore when you bring it inside, so that's a big Tircha involved, so Mimela, we're not matter that on Shabbos. And Chazal called that Tiltal. It's called Tiltal because it's something you're doing that's completely not L'tzorach Shabbos and involves a lot of Tircha. So therefore that was called Tiltal. However, on Yom Tov it's Mutter. Yom Tov you're allowed to bring these peros inside. So the Gemara says, what's the difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos? So the Gemara says, this is based on Shitas Beis Hillel. That Beis Hillel says that on Yom Tov you're allowed to do Hotzah, and even if it's not L'tzorach Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to do Hotzah. You're allowed to be motzi a tinok on Yom Tov, or say for Torah, or a lulav. You're allowed to be motzi on Yom Tov. And in fact, anything that has a tzorech, Beis Hillel says you're allowed to be motzi on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, you see from Hillel that Hotzah is mutter on Yom Tov when it's a tzorech. So too, you're allowed to bring in the peros to save them from a hefsid. Even though it's an Esther Tiltal, but b'makom hefsid it's mutter. It's a very interesting thing. What's it talking about? So it's an interesting thing. Ramah in Hilchos Yom Tov says you're allowed to do Hotzah in order to save you from Hefsid. Hefsid, you're allowed to do Hotzah, but Makam Hefsid on Yom Tov. L'chor the Makar could be from this Gemara. And the Gemara says, any Tzorach is Matar Hotzah on Yom Tov, and so too Hefsid. And therefore, a Hefsid, a Makam Hefsid, Tiltal, Muksa, is Matar on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, where are you coming from? Okay, Hotsa is Mutter Litzarech on Yom Tov, but why should Muksa, why should Teltel Muksa be Mutter Litzarech on Yom Tov? So the Gemara answers, it says, Atu Teltel Lav Tzarech Hotsa? Isn't Teltel Tzarech Hotsa? And the Mela, if we have Heterim for Hotsa on Yom Tov, we also have Heterim for Teltel on Yom Tov. So Rashi says, what this is telling us, is that the whole reason Tiltal is Aser on Yom Tov, on Shabbos or Yom Tov, is because of Chashash Hotsa. The male on Shabbos is never a heter for our Hotsa, so therefore you never have a heter for Muksa. But on Yom Tov, so on Yom Tov, there's a heter for Hotsa Litzarech, so too, there's a heter for Tiltal. Isam came, why is there an Isser Bechlal of Muksan Yom Tov? Right, there's an Isser of Muksan Yom Tov. There's no Isser of Hotsah. So Rashi sees this in another Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Yud Beis says that Beis Hillel was only matter a Tinok, a Lulav, and a Sefer Torah. Different things, Tzorah. But the Gemara says, Avanim, Beis Hillel was not matter. The Gemara quotes there's a daya to say ain erev otzal yomtiv. Maybe on yomtiv there's no iser of otzal bechlal. Bechlal was never said a malach of otzal on yomtiv. Yeah, you know, maybe so at the beginning of learning otzal, the Tosfos Rush quotes this in the beginning of Shabbos and says malach otzal is a malach of gerua, and therefore on yomtiv there's a daya that bechlal is no iser of otzal. The whole otzal, there's no such thing as otzal on yomtiv. So the Gemara says, you can't say there's no Hotsah on Yom Tov, but it's only the Tzorech that were Matar a Hotsah on Yom Tov, because if there was no Hotsah on Yom Tov, even Avanim should be Matar. So Rashi says what that meant, is the Gemara saying, even Avanim should be Matar, means even Muksa, even Tiltal Muksa, Tiltal Avanim should be Matar. Why do we have Tiltal, an Isser of Tiltal of Avanim? Because of Chashash Hotsah. But if there's no Hotsah, you should be allowed to pick up Avanim. So Rashi says that the whole idea of Tiltal being Asur on Yom Tov is because there is some level of Isra Hotsah on Yom Tov, and therefore we have an Isra Tiltal. But B'makom Tzairich, since Hotsah is Mutter Hodinami, Tiltal is Mutter. Okay, so let's see, sorry. It's very interesting. Now, what does this tell us? And I don't think many people know this, that Tiltal, Muksa, is not the same on Yom Tov as it is on Shabbos. So there's Tosus, just go a little further. Tosus in Beis Daf Ches says, you're allowed to do Tiltal Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. He says, you're allowed to clear out your oven. They had an oven, and there's a lot of burnt out wood in your oven, and you want to cook something on Yom Tov. But you can't cook it because you have all this dead wood in it, all this dead ashes. And you have to clear it out and make a new fire. So he says you're allowed to clear out the ashes, even though they're muksa, right? Muksa, ashes on Yom Tov are considered muksa. He says you're allowed to clear them out because it's tzorech ochel nefesh. See, Tiltal is mutzal tzorech ochel nefesh. So the Marsha points out that don't go so fast. Don't think that everything with tzorech ochel nefesh is no. We've just been matter the whole Isser of muksa on Yom Tov. Right, for any sort of ochel nefesh. He says that's not true. If you learn beitza, you should be right away thinking that's ridiculous. Beitza opens talking about a beitza shenol the biyamtiv is usher to eat it because of muksa. The Gemara, the beginning of our beitza, talks about if you could do kisu hadam on yamtiv with the ashes of the oven. Take the ashes of the oven, which are muksa, you're allowed to do kisu hadam with it. And the Gemara has a whole question, if it should be mutter, maybe the essay of Kisur Dam should be doicha, but it's clearly asr. Not only that, we quoted the Gemara of Pesachim Mem Zayin. It says that if you cook using atzei muksa on Yom Tov, you're loka. Right? And even if it's, if you don't hold like Rabba, but it's befeirish, in different places in Bamei Madlikim, it's befeirish, you can't on Yom Tov, you can't light muksa, put muksa on fire, use muksa wood on Yom Tov. So what are we talking about? That's all ochel nefesh, and still it's aser. So the Marsha says, you cite, it's funny we have to wait to the Marsha to say this, He says, no, it's because there's a chiluk between the shtam shuspa muksa and tiltal muksa. He says, the shtam shuspa muksa is just as asur on Yom Tov as on Shabbos. Right? In fact, you find in the Melchamos, beginning of Beitza, he tells you, he points out, the Gemara has it sad that Beitza shanolda be Yom Tov is asur on Yom Tov, but on Shabbos it shouldn't be asur. It's a sign of the Gemara to be more machmer on Beis HaShanolda on Yom Tov. The emphasis is we're machmer. It's not, we can't talk at all that, but halacha l'maisa, we are more machmer on the Isser of the muksa called Nolad on Yom Tov than on Shabbos. We have chumras on Yom Tov more than Shabbos. But the pshat is that that's the Gabi Hachana. The Muhammad says we're actually more worried about Hachana on Yom Tov than Shabbos. He says because on Shabbos, even if you don't prepare, we're not so worried about it because on Shabbos you know everything's asur. He says Yom Tov, there are a lot of malachas that are mutter on Yom Tov, but malachas are mutter on Yom Tov only in things that you couldn't do mibod yom. So therefore, by Yom Tov, it's very important to be prepared before Yom Tov. So he wants to say, he says, Melchamos writes that we find Chazal are more machmer on muksa by Yom Tov than Shabbos, but that's the gabi hachana, but muksa of tiltel, the gabi tiltel. So the other Marsha says we're more makel by Yom Tov, and since Hotzal Tzairich is mutter on Yom Tov, so too Muksa is mutter on Yom Tov. Tiltal Muksa on Yom Tov is mutter. That's what Marsha writes. The Magen Avraham writes this. I don't believe he quotes the Marsha, but he just writes it from his own Svara. It's in Hilchos Yom Tov, Tav Kuf Tes. Magen Avraham writes this. He says, Hishtam Shus B'Muksa Zasar on Yom Tov, just like Shabbos. But tiltal muksa, if it's letzorach ochel nefesh, it's mutter and yomtiv. So that's halach lemaisa. Halach lemaisa, Mishnah Berurah quotes this. Mishnah Berurah writes, in Hilchos Yomtiv, he says, if you have food and it's being blocked by rocks, I don't know how that happened, right? You have your food for Shabbos and your kids came and put a pile of rocks on top of it. So Mishnah Berurah says, it's mutter to take off those rocks. You don't have to do you don't have to kolacha. Yeah, you just take off the rocks because just like chutzah is mutter l'tzarach ochel nefesh, so too muksa is mutter l'tzarach ochel nefesh. So that's the din. Okay, there's more to talk about this, but that's we'll just since we're not learning Beitza now, we'll just say a lot of gemaras you can find that actually go with this. But that Yisoy of Tiltal is Hotzah, and Memela by Yom Tov, even though we're more Machmer by Hachana, by Beit Shanolda, the Yom Tov, we're more Machmer, but different types of Nolad, which are only Asur on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, but Lagabe, Tiltal, we're always going to be more Mekel on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is always going to be more Mekel. If there's a tzairich, b'makom hefsid, or b'makom ochel nefesh, we're going to be matter on Yom Tov. So that's the basic. That's the basic, I think, of most Rishonim. It's that's the basic you said. Okay. So that's basic. I'll tell you that'll help you with all of Hilchos Muksa. Maksam Seifer writes this in his Akdama to Maseches Beitza. There's another Mahalach here. We mentioned another Mahalach, the famous Mahalach, and it's like playing a little bit of understanding through Dinim and Muksa. The Rabbim has a completely different take. It's like so remarkably different, nothing to do with anything we've been talking about. You read the Rambam, when he brings up, discusses Hilchos Muksa, it's like a completely original take. It doesn't seem to have any clear makoros. It's just the Rambam, somehow, it was, he understood this. Rambam doesn't mention Hachana, nothing to do with Vachinu. He doesn't mention anything to do with Hotzah. Rambam says it's completely different. Rambam says that why is Muksa Asur? Doesn't mention anything about it. Shtam Shus just mentions Tiltal. He says Chazal did not want you being Metaltel on Shabbos on Yom Tov. He writes for two reasons. He quotes two deraisa svaros. One, he says, is the pasuk says l'man yanuach. Something that's just like remarkable that the Rambam takes the pasuk l'man yanuach. It means so that you should rest. So pashas means we keep Shabbos, so we should rest. That's a pasuk in the Chumash. If it's in the Chumash, it's deraisa. If it's deraisa, it's explaining dinam deraisa. Dinam deraisa, such as lam tes malachos. The Rambam says, no, there's something more than the lam tes malachos. There's a kavanas hatayra. And the kavanas hatayra was laman yanuach. The reason, the time of the kra, darshina time of the kra. Right? How you darshina the time of kra? Because it's beferish. When the Torah says the time, it says laman yanuach. There's a time of the kra. And therefore, even though you're not going to get malchus and we're not going to be allowed to call this deraisa, but the kavanas hatayra is you should have menucha on Shabbos, and therefore we don't want you being metaltal things on Shabbos. Rather remarkable. Like what else could go into that? He says lamani anuach. His other gzeres hakasev sort of then he says is that we need a shvisa hanikeres. He doesn't explain exactly how he knows that, but he says in Ki'ilu this is a deraisa principle that you need a shvisa hanikeres. It has to be Shabbos, right? The Torah says this is Shabbos. You have to make a Shabbos. Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos LaHashem. To be a Shabbos LaHashem, it has to be clear. Your Shabbos is to Hashem. Your Shvi'i Nikeres. Right? It sounds like the concept is the right concept. The application is the Rabbanon. He says that some people, they don't do malachos the whole week. There's batlanim. I don't know why you have to say batlanim. He could have just said there's people learning in Kollel and Beis Medrash. We don't do malacha the whole week. So we don't do malacha. I guess the pshat is people in Kol still have to make their coffee. But the people in the batlanim, like Ashirim, they don't do anything. They don't do bishul. They don't do anything. And they I don't know what they do. I don't know. So, but he says, by then, they're not going to have a shvisa nikaris. So since they have to have a shvisa nikaris, and Mashal is a svar deraisa, he says, therefore, we ask for tiltal. Because everyone has to tiltal. No one sits like this all week, and therefore we ask for tiltal. They have shvisa nikaris. It's a Rambam that's quoted a lot. I think, you know, if you just hear quoted, it's not so earth-shattering. If you're in the world of Torah, you understand, like, Sam says svaras like that is remarkable. Okay, but that's what the Rambam says. So the shaila is, so what does he do with vechinu? So the chor of the pshat, he'll say, that was Rabbah, and we're all like Rabbah. That was the creation of Rabbah. So what does he do? The kasha that's asking him, the right there is masik, or he just says, the Rambam didn't mention that the reason for tiltal is because of Hotzah. The Gemara tells us the favor is because of Hotzah. Right? Maybe he doesn't argue directly. He doesn't say your reasons aren't true. Right? It's very hard to argue directly with the svaras like that. Okay, Lamani Anu, actually, in the Keres, it's very nice. Right? We never know all the svaras going on in Chazal's mind and how they enacted all the Dine Shabbos in order to create the right surah of Shabbos, okay, there's an argument, but you should have mentioned what the Gemara said. The Gemara says that tiltal is surah chutzah. So that's a problem. So how does the Rambam not say that? I'm just not sure how he doesn't say that, and how he explains that Gemara. A little bit hard. There's a nice Primer Gadim. The Primer Gadim says, doesn't necessarily explain the Rambam, but it explains how the Rambam, why the Rambam said what he said. He said the Rambam is l'shitaso. The Rambam is l'shitaso with what he writes in Hilchos Yomtiv. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yomtiv and more with Feirush and Erevin. The Rambam writes, Ein Erev Ahutzah l'yomtiv. The whole concept of having an Erev, an Israel Tzah, does not apply to Yomtiv. Right? It's down. And he says, Otsah's mutar and yomtiv, and he doesn't bring any yisr. He doesn't write, definitely not b'feirish, that you need any tzorach to be matar hotzah on yomtiv. He says, you don't make an erev katseris on yomtiv because there's no need for it. There's no place for it. Because the yisr doesn't exist. So, Im Kain, the Primer Gadim says, so that's a sheet to other Rishonim don't hold by. But Im Kain, the Rambam had to hold what he held. Rambam knows that there's an Isser of Tiltal on some level of Isser of Tiltal on Yom Tov. Memela, it couldn't have to do with Hotzah. And the Emes is, The Gemara Beis Yudah Beis says that if you say Ein Eruv Hotzala Yom Tov, that's going to make a problem, because if so, Beis Hillel should be a matter even Avanim. So Rashi says that means he should even be matter the Isser of Muksa. So the Rambam, if he does hold there's an Isser, that there's no Isser of Hotzala Yom Tov, he should be matter Muksa. So it's not clear. It's not really clear what the Gemara is saying. So Lamaisa, the Rambam must hold, you know, we're not letting him say his Beitza here, but he must have held in Beitza that there's a reason not to say like the Pashtus Maskonas HaGemara, and to say that really there is no Yisrael HaTzah on Yom Tov. The Yisrael HaTzah, the Rambam writes, it has to do with how he learns the whole sugis and beitza, what's asur on Yom Tov. But Lamais and Lefi his maskana, he came out that there's no hotsa on Yom Tov. Memeila muksa is not because of hotsa. So Lechara, the Primi Gadim writes, the Primi Gadim, in the beginning of Chelek Beis of his psicha to Hilchos Yom Tov. So the Primi Gadim says, the Rambam was mukhvach l'shitasa. Aye, what's he going to do with the Gemara that says Tiltul is Torah Chotza? So either he'll just say he has some makar to be cholik on that Gemara is holding. We just don't hold by that. Efshar he could say that Tiltul. Efshar you could say Tiltul is built out of. I don't want to say anything that's not clearly glah. So the bottom line, that's the Shita of the Rambam. It's not 100% clear what to do with the Gemaras. Seems like he has some other Shita. Okay, so that's the Rambam Shita. Okay. Now, there's a third inning in Muksa. Okay, we don't have a lot of time here. Maybe we'll say the whole thing. I'll just... We'll say Aschala, but we'll have to continue the next time. The third inning of Muksa is from Nehemiah. Nehemiah said it's an Isser of even something that is Mochan, even Kalim, there's still an Isser of Tiltal. And Nehemiah was masaking this, the Psukim said, the Gemara says, because the time in Nehemiah, he came back from Bavel and found that people were not keeping Shabbos properly. They were doing malachas on Shabbos. And therefore, as a hachaka, he instituted an Isser of Kalim. So Isser of Kalim, which he has to do just about everything. Afterwards, the matzah with Kiyum Shabbos got better. And we started, there were matzah Kalim. What's Asr at the end of the day, the most important thing Asr at the end of the day out of Nehemiah is Klisha Malachta L'Isser. That Klisha Malachta L'Isser, even though it's not Muksa, right, your hammer is not actually Muksa because it's not unprepared, it's not a rock or a stone or something that has no use. It has a use on Shabbos, not for nails, but for cracking open nuts, or a pen, you can't use it for writing, but you could use it to scratch your head. So there are some purposes, so no, it's not actually muksa, but you can't bring it mechamel itzal. So why is that aser? So that's a different esser. You're allowed to use a tzorach gufo makomo. You're allowed to use a hammer to break a nut, but you're not allowed to, if the hammer is in danger, it's sitting in the sun, you're not allowed to bring it into the tzal. So why is this Asr? So there's two, we'll just say over, we'll have to stop here, we'll have to do Mamshech. But the Machlokes Rambam and Ravid, why this is. So the Ravid says, it's because of Isser Hosa. We're afraid that if you carry certain things, you'll come to Hosa. Now, we could have Asr everything, but we didn't want to Asr everything because that would be Mavata Yonik Shabbos. But a Klishim Lachto L'Isser. So Mamela, you don't, that's not Tzorach Shabbos so much. It's not so important to have it because it's eager uses for Isser. So Mamela, we were matter using it. when it's used for Tzorech Shabbos, like you need it to open your nut, which is Tzorech Shabbos, so for Tzorech Shabbos your matters. But Mechamel itself, so what's that for? That's nothing to do with Shabbos needs. It's purely a need of protecting the Muksa. And therefore that we assert. Right? Also, when you do Musa from Mechamel itself, you're very likely to do an Isser Hotzah. Right? Because you're doing it to protect the object. It's in the sun, you want to bring it to the shade. So where's the sun? Likely the sun is outside. Where's the shade? Inside. And the Melong, this will make this is Isser Mishum Hotzah. Now the Rambam, so he just says Kishitaso, well not Kishitaso, he says there's nothing special about Hotzah. He says the reason why Chazal Aser, Nechemi Aser Klishim Lachtel Isser is because since it's Lachtel Isser, we're afraid you're going to do the Isser. If you use a hammer, you might come to do the Malacha of the hammer. He says Chazal are worried about Kalim because you might come to do different sorts of Malachos. It's interesting, the Rambam is a little bit Shver. What's Shver in the Rambam is, first of all, Nechemi Aser even Kalim Shem Lachtel Mehetter. So Klishim Lachtel Heter, so why would he do an Isser with it? The only Isser L'chor you could do with it is Hotzah. Also interesting in the Rambam is why they were a matter, the Kli, the Tzarech Gufa. Tzarech Gufa, I would have thought, once you're breaking open nuts with your hammer, you might bang in a nail. But Lamaisa, that's what the Rambam, at least does not single out Hotzah. He just says the Kli Shem Lach L'Isser is Aser because of you might do a Malacha with it. Okay, so we'll stop here, Bez Hashem. Next year we'll just finish this off, and then I want to talk a little bit more about Isser Shtamshus. Okay.